Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and I am excited, as always, every Wednesday, to be able to do Tough Talk Christian Radio for a number of reasons. And I'm going to touch on that in a second, but I want to just make a couple little announcements. You can follow us on Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page or Tony Gambone. You can find us on toughtalkradionetwork.com or toughtalkchristianradio.com. And right now the site is under maintenance. So if you go to it to register to be a guest for the show and have no luck with that, please just email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com and I'll send you the link directly to the calendar to get on the show. We're always excited to share what others are experiencing from the Lord and what their journey was and what their testimony is. And, well, you know, from someone who doesn't believe in coincidence, it's just important, I believe, that we share our message with the world and that we tell our testimony to give others the faith and strength that they need to go through hard times. And let's face it, folks, if you have a television or a computer and you watch, even on your telephone, the daily news, you're seeing that a lot of people are having tougher times every single day. And it's been going on for centuries. It's not new, but maybe the media and the internet helps us to promote all the stuff that Satan is, well, that's what I call it, Satan's stuff, what he's doing to try to steal our joy of loving thy neighbor as we loved ourselves. And that's not an easy statement, right? It's easy to identify it, but the cure for it is not too simple. We all get stuck in our ways. We all have a great excuse, but at the end of the day, excuses explain or spell the same, and it means the same. It's an excuse. So I hope the people out there today are listening will take a minute and look inside the mirror instead of the computer screen or telephone, and just take a look at yourself. What are you doing that could be changed, could be done a little differently, could be a little bit more forgiving? I'm not saying forget, but just to forgive, right? And we're going to talk to someone today who has that talks about the power of forgiveness. And there is a power that's unexplainable unless you experience it yourself. So I encourage you to try to do that. I don't want to get into politics or television or the virus or what lives do or don't matter. I believe we all matter. And I believe that Christ proved that when he got on the cross and died for our sins. So I just want to keep it simple. My challenge for everyone today is to look in the mirror, okay, and take a minute to examine who you are, what you don't like about yourself, and try to make a way to start changing it. Now, look, nothing happens overnight. If it took you 30 years or 10 years or 5 years or 50 years to get to where you are today, it's not going to happen overnight. What does happen overnight is your commitment to the Lord, your commitment to change, your commitment to open up your heart and your mind for new stuff and to pray for Jesus to send it to you, bring it to you, put it on you, make it where you can't get away from it, okay? And then be aware, okay? You have to recognize it and you have to move your feet. If you don't do that, then all you have is a prayer that just kind of doesn't make any sense, that goes away along with the belief in the prayer. So stay strong, look in that mirror, identify it. And maybe you want to get your spouse or someone that you know will tell you the truth to help you work on one little piece of it. Because as you chip away or peel back that onion, you will get to the core of it, and you will be 100 times better. You'll never be perfect, but all we want to do is just be better and be able to recognize who our neighbors are. Okay? Find that person that annoys you the most and start there. Okay? Have a conversation. Learn more about them. Understand them. Maybe they will just annoy you a little bit instead of a whole bunch. And that's your first step. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and we're here every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12:30 a.m., sort of p.m., and it shows over. Anyway, Central Standard Time, okay? Always looking for new guests, always looking for new experiences to share. And I hope that if you want to call into the show, 347-989-1363, to just listen or press 1 if you have a question. And we will go, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back with our guest. We have a great guest today. Okay, she's calling from the West Coast, and Theola Jay is gonna tell us some stuff about, well, what she considers the power of forgiveness. And we all know forgiveness is a really hard thing. We all know that it's very powerful, and we all know what we're not doing to get there. So this is going to be a good opportunity for you to listen to what someone else is experiencing, what they're doing, maybe some suggestions. And maybe it's not you, right? Because a lot of us look at ourselves and go, oh, no, we're good with that. But maybe it's something that you could share with somebody that you think isn't good with that. So I'm going to take a really short break, and we'll be right back after this here commercial.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Excuse me, my name is Tony Gambone. And you just heard a commercial from All Things Franchising. It's another show that airs on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And if you're someone that's out there that's thinking about a franchise, well, that would be a good show to listen into, connect with Linda Ballesteros. So, as I mentioned, my first guest, Theola Jay, is from the West Coast. We're going to bring her up and get her to tell us all about herself. But this is a story about overcoming rape, domestic violence, divorce, infidelity, material loss, and just a whole bunch more stuff. And, you know, as we look around today's world, that's going on every day, okay? But who's willing to talk about it? Who's willing to share how they got through it and how you might be able to take some steps to get through it? So without wasting any time, Theola, welcome to the show.
Good morning or good afternoon, Tony. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, and we always appreciate people that take time out to share their story with the thousands of listeners that come through our show. So I want to make sure that we identify where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually calling in from Northern California, just about 45 minutes outside of San Francisco. I'm originally from Southern California, Los Angeles, San Bernardino area, for those who may be familiar with it.
Okay. And so, you know, there's a whole resume that I could read, but I don't want to waste time on the show. I want people to hear from you. Okay. I mean, you, I believe, lost your mom and you were just 16 years old. And for a woman, well, any child at 16, it's really, really difficult time to go through it as it is, especially losing your mom. And so what I'd like to do is just ask you, were you always into to church? Did your mom teach you about God? How did that part of it start?
You know, Tony, it started with my grandmother. So I lived a good portion of my childhood between my mother and my grandmother. My grandmother was anchored in God. You know, she always taught us about Jesus, always told us to pray about everything and to trust in God. So we were brought up in church, brought up in the faith. So that was, yes, always a part of my life. That's how
okay,
I got there.
Yeah. And, you know, we hear a lot of stories of people, how they found their way to God. I was 54 years old before I got there. And, you know, I'm a little bit slower learner, but I got there. So it's always good to find out a little bit of that background. Now, it says that you overcome rape, domestic violence, divorce, and infidelity, material loss. And, without digging in too deeply, because I want people to buy your book, and we'll talk about that soon. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Tony, having grew up in the faith doesn't always mean that, you know, we are going to be strong all the time, because you're not. You know, that's why we need Jesus. So my battles with I was 13. Let's just say this: I was 13 when I was first sexually assaulted. I was a little older, around 14, when I was sexually assaulted a second time by someone that was like a father to me. And as a child, when you go through something like that, it's very traumatizing, very difficult. And it's oftentimes we tend to hide that embarrassment, guilt, and shame. And sadly, for most young girls, we feel like it's our fault. Was it something we did? Why did this happen to us? And so that was one of the things I dealt with as a child. And not long after that, losing my mother when I was 16. And in the midst of all of that, you know, struggling academically because we were homeless, living in different motels with different friends of my mother's at the time who were heavy drinkers, alcoholics, you can say. So it was very difficult. And at 17, I just tried to escape, flee everything. And after she died, a year later, I was afforded an opportunity to move to Northern California, not knowing that I was jumping out of the skillet, so to speak, right into the fire and into domestic violence.
So, you know, I want to touch on one thing you said. Just because you're a believer and you love the Lord doesn't mean that you get the perfect plate of life. It almost seems like we get a piece of it that's not so pleasurable, and we just don't understand why. So did you struggle, knowing what you knew from your grandmother and going through the process and losing your mom and, you know, just going to Northern California, did you struggle with the love for Christ while going through the things you were going through?
I did. And here's why. Because you could know of God through someone else. You could learn of his love through someone else. But oftentimes it's through difficult experiences where you get to actually know God and the love of Jesus for yourself. So I struggled because I really didn't know that love for myself. I have seen it lived before me through my grandmother and through her prayers, but I had never called on Jesus myself. I had never got to know him for myself. And, you know, ironically, it was through these experiences that I learned to call on him myself. I learned who he was, and that brought me through it all. It was a process, you know, and that's something that, you know, a lot of times we don't really explain to people when they're embarking on this journey with God, that it is a process. You mentioned it in your intro. You know, if it took you 30 years to get where you are, it's not an overnight thing. It's a process of learning and shedding and developing.
Yeah, and it's almost unexplainable unless you get to go through it and get to the other side of it. And I know you know, everybody says the same thing about that, but when you've experienced it, you understand it. And when you haven't experienced it, well, hopefully you just have a heavy heart for others that have gone through that. Now, you wrote a book. I know it was The Blood, Story of Overcoming. Before we get to that, I just want to touch on one thing. I know that you're very big on working and helping women get through the struggles of everyday life. And, you know, men have it easy in a lot of ways, not that they get off for free, but women go through this domestic violence, rape, abuse from inside their own family. It's just, you know, it's a hard role to play. I always say, thank God I was a man instead of a woman. But at the end of the day, it's a very tough role to live. So tell me how you meet certain people or how they might meet you in order for you to work them through different situations.
You know, I over the years, I have, you know, when I worked in corporate America, I would have oftentimes have a lot of different women come and talk to me and ask me questions. And now it's, you know, I have the ability, you know, praise God, through speaking at different events or just word of mouth where people have heard about me or, you know, refer their friends to me. And I absolutely enjoy talking to women and using the ability that God has given me to encourage them and empower them through my own life lessons. So it's come by just years of experience of talking to different women and having the ability to speak on platforms where I'm introduced to other women and by word of mouth. And it gives me great joy to be able to do that because I think we live so others may live. In other words, my experiences, by the grace of God, you know, have afforded me the ability to speak and share what God has shown to me through grace and mercy. And I feel like I don't have a right to keep my mouth shut at this point.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. It's just, you know, it's just important. And I think that we all come here and people say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, I think everyone's purpose is to share their journey. And, you know, I believe God created us all equal, but he also allowed us to be a free will. And we have not all made the right decisions. And even if we have made the right decisions, doesn't mean that perfect plate comes along of life. So sharing our journey, our testimony, our you know, questions and our thoughts with all that there builds the love that God wanted us to have with each other. And so I just, you know, I admire the fact that you take time out to help other women do that. So what made you write the book?
You know, Tony, I'm asked that often, and my answer is because it is the absolute truth, God. And maybe some will understand it, maybe they won't. I had no desire to write a book. First of all, I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't graduate high school. I got my GED when I was 30 years old. You know, so I felt inadequate. I felt certainly unworthy to write a book, you know. But it was really laid on my heart by God. And it started off with an invitation to share my testimony on an international prayer call. And in preparation for that prayer call, I was forced, you know, to write something out. And sharing what I wrote on that prayer call and hearing the responses of the women, sharing that the story God had given me was not just mine, it was the story of many other women. That kind of propelled me forward in writing this book. That was not an easy journey, writing the book, because it really forced me to go back and revisit a lot of things in my past that I had tried to bury and reinvent myself over the years, not to face that truth. But it was in facing that truth that I became totally delivered from it.
Yeah, they say it will set you free. And unless you get it out of the inside of you, there's no freedom. I mean, it's just no freedom. And, you know, I wrote a book about my life journey, and I thought, man, that's probably a little bit embarrassing. I don't want people to know these different things about me. And, you know, I don't even know if I spell properly, like, right? But that has nothing to do with it, you know, because if you wrote a book about a perfect leg, no one would buy it because it's not attractive. And so in your book, it was a big hit on Amazon. And people can go on Amazon and purchase the book, or they can go on Facebook or Twitter and get the link and go right to it to buy the book. Is there a website they can go to get it?
Yeah, they can actually purchase it, as you said, from Amazon. Certainly, it's available there. It's the version published January of this year. There are two versions, one that was published in May of 2016. The book has been revised and republished, so you want to make sure you get that copy of the January 2020 version. And they can also go to my website, which is ceolaj.com, and purchase it there.
Okay, and so I am on your website, and there's a lot of great stuff here. And I, as I say, I always post everything up on social media. But you've done a lot of things, okay? And there's ebooks coming out. I know we talked about this in the beginning of the show, but there's a lot of places where you're speaking. Do you travel across the country to speak, or it's just in California? Or
I've had the ability to. Yes, throughout California and Nevada, and I've done radio shows outside of California. I've actually recently, just 2 days ago, Hillsong Channel actually picked up my testimony and shared it.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. That is awesome. See, and that was something that you never wanted to talk about ever again in your life. And, you know, and understandably so, you know, but that's awesome. That is awesome. So when you, let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a speaker, but I'm a playwright. So, and I'm
okay.
A minister, let me say that first. I'm a minister as well. So I'm a licensed minister. I write stage plays to encourage, educate, and empower women. So I've written 5 stage plays, and I travel, again, speaking.
Okay, so that would be CJ Productions?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this is very cool. You have a lot of talent, and, you know, that's just awesome. Are you married? Do you have a family?
You know, Tony, I am married. I'm recently married to my wonderful husband, Dre Griffin, who's actually a music producer. He does all of our music for our stage play productions. You know, my story is one where, you know, the Word of God tells us that God will give you beauty for your ashes, and he's done just that. And, you know, you alluded to something earlier that a lot of times we want to run from or hide, or I didn't want to revisit any of the pain of my past. But I praise God that he takes the pain of our past, you know, and gives us a powerful testimony to share. Speaking to something else you alluded to in your intro, and that is that we need to be able to share our journeys with others so that they can find hope, the same hope, grace and mercy that we found through Christ Jesus.
Yeah, this is a great website, I got to tell you. I want to spell it out for everyone, ceolaj.com. It's very simple, ceolaj.com. And from there, you can get to everywhere, from the plays that she does to hiring her as a coach to getting her to come and speak, all kinds of great stuff there, just very neat. And Amazon, you know, if you just type in ceolaj, and put Amazon with it, the book will come up. I know it was The Blood, A Story of Overcoming. And make sure to get the latest version of it. And so let me ask you this here. Do you see the next book yet?
I do. And it's actually something that I'm working on now. And it's Faith Beyond What I Could See. And so I'm currently writing that now, faith beyond what I can see, because I didn't see any of this. I didn't see myself speaking publicly. I didn't see myself writing a book, let alone more books, and writing stage play productions. Tony, I never would have saw myself performing stage play productions in actual theaters, you know, where over 300 people have attended our stage play productions, and me being the writer and producer, I never would have seen that. You know, I am humbled daily at what God has done. Truly, it's all Him. Man, all Him.
Yeah, that's so cool, though, because the feeling that you get overwhelms the feelings that you had that were strong in your life at one time to be silent. So, I mean, it's just, I always say God has a crazy sense of humor, you know, when doing things like that there, it's kind of like you've got to sit back and go and smile and go, okay, you got me, you know, I'm going to keep going forward on this, you know, so that's awesome. Now, your husband, you said, is he's the music side of things, okay?
Yes.
Have you gotten him to talk about writing his journey in a book?
You know, actually, we are working on, I apologize for the noise in the back, the grass is being cut.
No problem.
We are actually working on a ministry together, and it's called Ministry, Music, and Marriage. And we're going to launch that soon, where he and I are going to talk about our marriage, how God did that. We're going to talk about what it takes for married couples to stay together, work together, be in ministry together, and how marriage is ministry. So we're looking forward to that. We actually have our 7th annual women's conference coming up, which we're doing virtually, September 26th, and my husband will actually be speaking and sharing a bit of his testimony there. We're actually going to have 3 men speakers this year, so it's going to be pretty incredible.
Awesome. I would love for you to send me that information so that I can not only help promote it but attend it. That's awesome, because it sounds like what you guys are putting together could be a small group study, a Bible study type of a book for married couples to go through and work together no matter what part of the country they're in by going through a book that you're putting out there. That's awesome.
That sounds good, Tony. That's a very good idea. Actually, that's a very good idea. My husband actually just shared with me that one of his topics he wants to talk about is the risk over love.
there's a whole bunch of things, you know, because you guys, women are very blessed with being a lot smarter than men. It takes us a while to get along the trail to where we make the decision to be happy versus being right, and understanding the fact that being the leader of your family has nothing to do with being in charge. You know, it just has everything to do with being an example. So, you know, to me, we need someone like yourself in our corner as a spouse. And I believe that every woman out there has the ability to be the strongest member of the family if they have guidance to see how to use it, just like a man can be the best example of his family if he has someone leading the way. And a book, you know, a video, a Zoom call, all those types of things are really important, because when a man or a woman decides to, okay, I'm going to make the turn and start being better, we have to grab a hold of them right then and there before they get a chance to change their mind, because change is hard, and slipping back to the old way is easy. So we have to have something that we can grip to, so to hold us accountable for that. And I always say that make your wife or your spouse your accountability partner. And it can't be both ways. It just has to be that. And, you know, when I did that with my wife, she said, oh, no. And there was even a heck no, I'll put it that way. And then I had to promise her that if she said something, I would not respond for 24 to 48 hours. Because after that amount of time, our response is different, because the personal part of it is gone. You know, so it's really important because who knows you better than your spouse? Most people say their mother, but that's not true because you've changed. And, and mom doesn't know what's happening at home. So the spouse is the one that could see it before it shows up. So that's probably a whole show in itself, like, you know, but that that type of stuff is really what I think our couples, our communities need to experience. And if you're not believing it, you just look on the TV and you can see that something's lacking. So anyway, so the 7th Annual Living and Loving It Women's Conference 2020 Vision is going to be on September 26th at 3 p.m., 7 p.m. I'm assuming that's Pacific time.
Correct.
Okay. And are all these speakers from the California area?
Let's see. Yes. Yes, they are. We have, yes, all of them are from the California area. We have wonderful speakers. George Ashley is a actor, film director, did his first faith-based film, Heavenly Deposit. He will be talking about his journey. Michael is 30 years addiction, 28 years clean, is going to be sharing his testimony, just powerful testimonies of the men who have suffered with suicidal thoughts, homelessness. They're going to talk about that journey. And it's just a wonderful platform of speakers who are going to be sharing their testimonies. Tony, if I can for a second, I just want to go back to something you said. You mentioned being able to write a book, you know, or a small group really talking about the issues of marriage. I want to share this with you. I have a magazine coming out, Home with Ciola J, and in that magazine, it'll be out the 14th of September. My husband and I are doing a candid interview, Q&A, to share a bit of how we get along. You mentioned about the communication between a husband and wife and how you wait 24 to 48 hours before you respond. And I think that's a key fundamental aspect of marriage is communication. So we'll be talking a little bit about how we handle those tough conversations that we think every couple should have in order to survive marriage, thrive in marriage.
So I would like to just throw this out there. So if you and your husband, you know, my shows, and I'm sure you've went on the calendar, they're booked out through January. I would like to create a special show just to interview the two of you guys and help promote what you are doing with this here as well, and the women's conference that you're doing. I was looking at some of the guests and the speakers in there, and for some reason Lorraine Lewis and Pamela Thompson are, you know, I've been doing the show for radio for over 10 years, so the names as I get older, the faces look familiar to me, but I would love to give everyone in your all the speakers from your conference a chance to come on and do an interview with us. I wish I'd have known about this sooner so we could help promote it quicker. But whenever you have stuff like this and you have these speakers, we can do 15, 20-minute interviews to promote the conference and push it out. And we can do it with you and your husband and on stuff you're doing. What I love to do. I love to market what other people are doing. And I think that if you can lead people to the party, who knows what kind of, you know, how big of a piece of cake they'll be taking home with them.
Right.
You know, so I just think it's important. And so if you feel the need that I can help you with that, please just shoot me an email and let me know that so we can get you, you know, I run a full-time business here in Houston. We have a pretty large size family remodeling company, but these types of things we can do at any time, and then we can upload it and play it throughout the program. So if that's something you want to do, just let me know. I know you guys are looking at doing your own radio show, which I think is awesome because that's just another way to get your voice heard. in the communities. And it brings the credibility that you need for people to see credibility to show up and give you a chance to walk them through the path of finding the Lord. So please help. Please let me help you with that if you feel the need.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I actually have a call with our women's conference team this evening, and I will certainly mention that, you know, this possibility to them and see, you know, what they think and, you know, if they're available to do something like that. I'll share the link, share the information, and again, discuss it with them. I think that's a wonderful opportunity. Collectively and individually, I think it'll be a blessing for them as well, because they all have great, fabulous, fantastic testimonies of God and how he has really just governed their lives to where they are now.
Well, you know, I told you in the beginning of the show, it goes fast and, you know, things just come out and none of this conversation was planned. You and I both know that. And it's just amazing that I get the opportunity to learn these things. And I'm kind of excited. You know, I mentioned that I found the Lord at a late age. And, you know, I've been interviewing authors and speakers for over 10 years, and people automatically thought I was an author and a speaker. And I used to giggle because, you know, I did graduate high school. That doesn't mean I went to class, but I did get a diploma. But spelling is not something that I'm good at. And as I mentioned, you have an easy name, but I made sure to pronounce it ahead of time because I always mess that up. So the confidence that it gave me after writing the book and sharing my story made me think differently about what it is or who it was that I am. So these types of things are very important. What you're doing is giving people a chance to recognize their beauty. And it has nothing to do with who they see in the mirror. It's what's inside them. And that's just so important. And I can tell you, it makes us prettier. I guess that's okay to be a man and act like you're prettier. But, you know, it just makes you feel prettier. And those types of things are the things that no one can snatch up off you.
Right.
So anyway, I always ask all my guests this question. Moving forward in 2020, and this has been a tough year for them to answer it. Maybe easy, I don't know. But what is it that you would put out there for someone? A piece of advice, something that you learned, something that you live by. Would it be that you would let them know that this is how you feel? Just leave them something behind.
Leaving something behind for 2020 as a word of encouragement is never lose sight of Jesus. I know that seems very simple, very easy. It seems like it's just, well, that you can do that. This year, Gillily, it's easy to focus on everything else and lose sight of God. But don't be like Jesus, Peter in the boat, and have your faith sink because of what you see around you. Stay focused on God and Jesus, and he'll carry us through.
Amen to that. I can't thank you enough for taking time out for us today. I really can't. This has been a great interview. I'm looking forward to connecting with you offline to learn more and see how, like I said, I can help promote what you're doing. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate you blessing us today with this time.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the honor of being on your show. God bless you, and may he continue to light your path as you continue to do a great work creating and allowing such a platform. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. I know I'm running a few minutes late, but you know what? I say this every week. I'm good with that. What I've learned today, there's nothing that can beat it. So I just want to take a very short break, and we'll be right back right after this.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right, House Talk Radio, come and join us. You can meet my beautiful wife. She is my co-host on House Talk. She's the design expert in our company, in our remodeling company. So check that out every Wednesday. I believe they air at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. We had a great guest today, Ciela Jay out of Northern California. She's laid it all out, folks. Talk about the power of forgiveness. She's been through a path that most don't make it. Okay, I mean, they get down the road of drugs or alcohol and overdose or drink themselves to death. She found the Lord, and she is still showing the power of that to this day. You can learn more by going to Ciela Jay. I'm going to spell it CEOLAJ.com. And she's got a great conference coming up that you can be a part of by going to the CEOLAJ.com and just go. I'm trying to see what I clicked on to get here. It's on the bottom of the homepage. Just check it out. Okay. And it's on September 26th and it's online, so you can join it. You can reach out to her a lot of different ways, but go to her website, buy the book. Always buy the book from the website, folks. Amazon has plenty of money, and help an author out that way there. She also has a production company, CJ Productions. It's a musical, musical place. I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble here. I'm trying to talk too fast. And anyway, just take out time today, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, to look in the mirror and realize the weakness that you're dealing with right now and start strengthening it up, okay? It's always good to work out every day, but if you don't work out inside your heart, yeah, well, it's all material things then, folks. So make sure to stop, talk to someone today that you don't know, see how you can help someone, try to help yourself, and just be a better person, and do the best you can, because it's not easy to do. My name is Tony Gambone. I am the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio. We're here every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12:30 Central Standard Time. I hope that you guys will all just tune in again next week and make sure to reach out to Ciela. Have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.